All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. In a bit of a shocker, Mark Richt is out as the head football coach at the University of Georgia. Now, coming into the past weekend, we expected to see an SEC head coach at a big-time school get fired, but it wasn't Les Miles who kept his job, and in turn, it was Mark Richt at Georgia. And this is what the Dogs are parting with. You're looking at a guy that in 15 years at Georgia had a record of 141-50. His 738 winning percentage was the second highest in school history, and no head football coach at Georgia has ever won more games than Mark Richt. He led the Bulldogs to two SEC titles, but none since 2005. Now, Georgia did make the conference title game in both 2011 and 2012, but they lost to LSU and Alabama, respectively. And what the folks in Athens are calling it is simply a lack of big wins. And you look at Georgia, Mark Richt has had his struggles against the Florida Gators, as have the majority of the head coaches who have come before him at Georgia, as he was 5-10 during his tenure there. But you also look at the struggles against Alabama in recent years. And, you know, Alabama plays in the SEC West, but there was a time when Georgia and Alabama was one of the biggest games in the SEC for both schools. And right now, which is clear by the beatdown that Georgia suffered this past season to Alabama, that they are not on their level. But you look at the overall struggles recently, and I mean this year Georgia was expected to win the SEC East. That honor will go to the Florida Gators, and I overstated it for a bit because it really weren't struggles this year. I mean, you're looking at a Georgia team that went 9-3 this year, and they finished second in the SEC East, which is nothing to sneeze about. And during Richt's time, you're looking at the fact that Georgia has had 7 years in which they've won at least 10 games, and they have an opportunity for an eighth, as he will be allowed to coach Georgia in their bowl game. But I mean, you're not going to get too many guys that are going to come down the pike and have the success that Richt has been able to have at Georgia. And I mean, I've talked about it with other programs. I talked about it last year when the University of Nebraska decided to part with Bo Pelini. I've talked about it this year with LSU flirting with the notion of firing Les Miles, and now ultimately Georgia parting with Mark Richt. It's all about unrealistic expectations. You look at what Mark Richt has taken Georgia to. I mean, he took over for Jim Donnan back in 2001, and Jim Donnan only had one 10-win season under his belt. And the problem is, too many people in Athens, they're still looking at what Georgia was in the early 80s and late 1970s under the legendary Vince Dooley. The landscape has changed, and you have to accept what it is. And I mean, this is a situation where Mark Richt consistently gets top-tier talent to come to Georgia, especially in the running game. You look at some of the running backs that he has sent to the National Football League, from the likes of a Todd Gurley for the St. Louis Rams this year, who more than likely will be the NFL's Offensive Rookie of the Year, along with names such as Knowshon Moreno. Excuse me. And you also look at big-time talent such as Matthew Stafford, who is a current starting quarterback of the Detroit Lions, along with A.J. Green, who is a starting wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals. Then you look on the defensive side of the football and some of the talent that Richt has also been able to send to the National Football League during his tenure at Georgia. So I really think the folks there are making a mistake. But at the same time, Richt has been a guy that I don't think he was ever fully appreciated at Georgia, because from 2006 on, this was a guy that was consistently on the bubble, and all he did was win. Now, you're looking at this situation and saying, who's going to replace a guy like Mark Richt at Georgia? Here are some of the names that you can expect to hear. Kirby Smart, who is the current defensive coordinator at Alabama, and this would be a potential first-time job for him as a head football coach. Also, South Carolina has been reportedly in the mix for a guy like Kirby Smart. You can also, might possibly hear the name of Tommy Tuberville. Tuberville is the current head football coach at the University of Cincinnati, but he knows all about winning in the SEC as he was a former head coach at Auburn. Also, Larry Fedora. He is the current head football coach at the University of North Carolina. You saw what he did previously at Southern Miss, and now this year he has the Tar Heels in the ACC championship game for the first time in school history. And also another potential name, to concentrate on would be Jeff Brohm, who is the current head football coach at Western Kentucky. Now, with Georgia, whoever gets the job, he is going to have to deal with a ton of pressure as well as some unrealistic expectations because, again, Florida looks like they are on their way back up in the SEC East under Jim McElwain. You look at what Butch Jones is building at Tennessee, and these are two of the powers in that division. Not to mention, you still have to worry about LSU, Alabama, and Auburn, just to name a few, in the SEC West. So Georgia really shot themselves in the foot with this one because Mark Richt was a heck of a recruiter. All he did was win, but the problem is people there with their expectations and the fact that Georgia never played for a national title really hurt him. But at the same time, I think Mark Richt is going to bounce on his feet. He's a darn good football coach. He has plenty of football left in him. And I think Mark Richt would be perfect for the South Carolina job. South Carolina is in the SEC East. It would only add to that rivalry between South Carolina and Georgia. And at the same time, South Carolina is a school, although Richt, for the sake of argument, would be replacing Steve Spurrier, who took the program to new heights. South Carolina is a program that if Mark Richt was able to get them consistently 8 wins a year, they would love him. They would build a statue for him down there in Columbia. So it's one of those things, if you're Mark Richt, you want to go where you're appreciated and loved. And I think this guy is going to bounce on his feet rather quickly. But I think the Dogs made a big time mistake in parting with him. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 13 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.